concludes our public hearings for the evening. So let's, going back to old business. Thank you for exiting quietly. We are still continuing our meeting. All right, going back to 2022-05, John and Anna Cates.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Our council has a motion for me.
All right, thank you, Mr. Mears. I'll read that for you. It is, Madam Chairman, Mr. Mears moves that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2022-05 for John and Anna Cates based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 3 lots on 5.03 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the subdivision complies with the requirements of Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Seven, given the relatively small size of the subdivision, only 3 lots, it is appropriate to grant a waiver from the topographic grading and buffer requirements of the Subdivision Code. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 3 lots within the subdivision. B, if required, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, there shall be a shared maintenance agreement established for the common maintenance of the roadway providing access to these lots. This shared maintenance agreement shall be included on the final site plan or recorded as a separate document in the Office of Recorded Deeds. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second.
Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. We'll have the roll call vote. Mr. Mears.
Aye, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingett.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Hawkins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Chair also votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Moving on. 2022-07, Ocean 7 Group.
Madam Chair, on this one, there was a letter in the record that came in, at least in the last minute, that just raised some issues. I'd like an opportunity to review those just before you all act on it.
I agree. Actually, I would like to review that myself.
That being the case, Madam Chairman, I move we defer case 2022-07, Ocean 7 Group.
I second.
Motion and second. All those in favor of deferring this, say aye.
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 Opposed? Deferred until further notice. Okay, next up we have conditional use 2309, Rock Switch Properties, LLC.
Madam Chairman, regarding CU 2309, Rock Switch Properties, LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to further conditional use, to defer for further consideration from conditional use 2309, Rock Switch Properties, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. All right, up next is conditional use 2310 Milton Community Food Pantry Incorporated. I think
can we discuss it a little bit?
I would like to discuss this a little bit just because.
They say every Monday?
Yes, every Monday. They want it every Monday, 9 to 1.
9 to 1. Based on the opposition's comments, I think we should make it 9 to 2 or 3 because they might get more need with time. Just a thought.
If they have the volunteers that are willing to.
If they have the volunteers.
We so can make it available to them if
yeah,
they want to do that.
Yeah, that's
just, yeah, just so they're out of there by the time the school buses start running.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So by 2:30 or something.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe
I mean,
stretch
had,
it to 2, I mean, because.
And what can we do? I mean, this is, he has valid concerns. I mean, if we're,
yeah.
You know, we're looking at a very charitable, good thing, but at the same time, you know, this guy's lived here 43 years, all of a sudden he's got a bunch of cars every week. So is there
One thing I just...
Keeping it at once a week, if we were to approve it, or, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it sort of came up that it's always been located at churches, you know, those locations. The one thing to keep in mind, all that, in the GR district, really, I think all the residential, all the districts, as a matter of fact, probably maybe not industrial, but churches, rectories, parish houses, convents, monasteries, temples, and synagogues are permitted uses anywhere in Sussex County. So, you know, I would just point out that this is a food pantry site that requires a conditional use. Had it been a church that had a food pantry component, we probably wouldn't be here, you know, just to keep that in mind, because a church could have bought that property and...
Yes, but if it had been a church, then they would have had to have parking...
Yeah, no, that's true. There'd been site plan review, 100% all that.
But Del Don has done their due diligence with this, and that letter clearly states what they require them to do. And they know what the speed limit is there. So I'm comfortable with knowing that Del Don has made their recommendation based on the facts, I mean, of what the site is.
And this organization is managing the process very efficiently.
Could we say on it, though, put a limit on how many people can be there at a time? Because they said they could tell them...
How are you going to manage that?
They said they could do that.
But I mean, if somebody's got opposition, you're like, who's going to be out there counting cars?
I imagine that Mr. Starr will. But I mean, yeah, I don't want to create a situation if we were to approve this.
For safety, I agree, but I think widening the shoulders, which they're required to do by the Del Dot letter, I think it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, and Commissioner Hopkins made the point, if need be, they can even have a right-hand turn lane if it's needed in the future.
Well, that's what they're stating. And if they needed additional parking on their lot is what I think Mr. Hopkins had said, and that was a great idea, to get the people off the street.
Right. Seems like, you know, the one of the main conditions to make sure is that it's a food pantry, not, you know, so that's not on-premise food service. Right. I don't know how we word that, but, you know.
Something I was interested too is it sounds like it's like an assembly line. Mm-hmm. I mean, are the kids, if you have kids in the car, are they getting out and playing while you're trying to? It sounds like they're rolling them through
and that's a condition we could also make. That
I don't think anybody's getting out of their car.
That doesn't sound like anybody is. They're sticking stickers on the car as they come through, or they open the trunk and you put it in.
They load the car for them.
It's a
It's an in and out thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drive through.
I just want you to all think about it. Yeah, just make sure that we're looking at all angles here.
Do we qualify that? Or is it
qualify which part?
Just qualify that it for, and I'm sure that the opposition would be sort of just to make sure that after we approve this, and we drive by and we see a car sitting there for 20 minutes and the kids are out playing frisbee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got potentially, but I'm not sure. I want to make sure that we don't word it in such a way that's not enforceable or just creates, you know, problems for everybody.
It sounds like they have a regiment.
I don't think they would permit that the way they seem like they've got an operation going, and those volunteers are there for a certain amount of hours, so they're not going to want kids.
Exactly.
You know,
they're there for a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to get them in, get them out.
Shoot. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we addressed concerns that we could address if we were to do this. So that,
of course,
you know,
we should.
Yeah. No large trucks. I mean, this is a busy road.
Any other discussion? Okay. Madam Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2310, Milton Community Food Pantry, Inc., I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
And I'll second.
Okay. Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 4-0. All right, that's it for our evening. Is there anything else for the good of the order?
One more thing. You did a fabulous job.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair.
Congratulations.
One thing, just to update, we got Mr. Wenhouse, like virtually over the weekend, I think, maybe Monday, maybe Friday, in time. Two simultaneous appeals of Coral Lakes. So So people appealing the approval of it, there were two filed, so that'll be on track.
What's their basis for appeal?
I've just got the notices, and with everything else going on, I haven't had a chance to really dig into them too much. What we can do is, because I'll have to defend the commission again, we can have an executive session and talk about that.
So what does that mean for us? We have to...
No, at this point, it doesn't mean anything for you all, because I'll defend the commission at council. It's an appeal to county council.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, just stay tuned.
Saga continues.
Yep.
All right, anything else for the good of the order? Then I call this meeting adjourned.